Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's conference call covering test flows from Fort Peck Dam. This call is open to the public to provide information on the status of test flows to ensure compliance with the 2018 biological opinion. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines have been placed on mute. We'll go through the instructions for coming off mute to ask questions at the end of the presentation. Our agenda is as follows. John Remus from Missouri River Basin Water Management will provide status update of the test flows. Joe Bono, Missouri River Recovery Program, will provide an update on monitoring. And Pat Broughton with the U.S. Geological Survey will provide an update on fish monitoring. With that, I will hand the call over to John.
Thank you, Eileen. Where we're at on the flows is we peaked around the 26th of the month, June. We're on our way down at 1,000 CFS a day. Fort Peck is presently releasing about 12,000 cubic feet per second, and we should reach the target flow of 8,000 CFS around the 7th or 8th of June, or excuse me, of July. And then we'll hold that 8,000 average daily release until around the 1st of September. That's all I have from a flow point of view. I'll hand it over to Joe for any monitoring updates.
Thanks, John. From the physical monitoring side, not a lot new to cover. I just mentioned that as we discussed last week, there was the physical monitoring, the pump site monitoring, the aerial imagery that was to occur coinciding with the peak as it moved down the river. And so that monitoring did happen. So that's good. The results, we don't get quite as much real-time information to share with you or any as we do on the fish side, but at some point in the future we'll have results from all those other efforts as well to discuss with you. But for now, only thing I have to share is that round of monitoring that was to occur during the peak did occur. But other than that, nothing else new on the physical monitoring side.
All right, thanks, Joe, and over to Pat Broughton.
Thanks, Eileen. All righty, so we've been in this process now for a little over 2 months. I will recap the discharge regime, the temperature regimes that have happened over this time frame, and then I'll conclude with a summary of the fish slides as of today, or actually as of yesterday, and just touch on a little bit of what's happening today. So beginning April 26th, on the left graph, or the left axis, is discharge. Beginning April 26th, we had the initial flows. These were the attraction flows, or the hypothesis to attract fish to the upper Missouri River response reaches. These peaked out at right around 18,000 CFS. And then into mid-May, those flows diminished. And we entered the second phase of the flow test. And that was the retention flow that was designed to retain fish in the upper Missouri River response reaches for any of those fish that came in during the attraction flows. Those retention flows declined a bit during the time frame. It was about a month. And then we entered the third phase of the flow test. Now that was the elevated flows starting June 17th, peaking out right around 20,000 CFS at Wolf Point there. And they have since diminished. And these flows were hypothesized to aggregate the pallid sturgeon and initiate the spawning process. So with the water temperature, that's in the pink line and on the right axis there, started out in mid-April there, right around 9, 10 degrees, some daily fluctuations going on there. The initial peak, the attraction flows, temperature did diminish quite a bit. And it did come up again after the flows diminished in that 11 to 12 degrees C range. increase through the later part of the retention flows. We did have some weather issues. It's been a cool spring, early summer so far up here. Temperatures did diminish towards the end of the retention flows. Then as the spillway flows were increased, more and more water was coming down. We did have an increase in temperature peaking out right around 17 degrees at Wolf Point. And in the last few days, as the flows have diminished, there's been a bit of warming and the temperatures are right around 16 degrees. Okay, next slide. So there remain three reproductive females in the Missouri River response reaches. I'll touch on the first one. This is hatchery female code 42. The gray dots on the map show you some of the locations where she's been since about June 17th. The pink dot on the map gives you the most recent location for this fish. So female code 342 was at River Mile 1743.6 after a run upstream. She's since dropped back, has been fairly localized right around River Miles 1737 to 1739. Crews were on the water yesterday trying to find this fish and recapture this fish. She was not found yesterday, but crews are out right now looking for this fish to capture and assess for reproductive status. Next slide. Hatchery female code 422 is the second of the three females. This fish also made an upstream migration as the second flow pulse was increased. She's been fairly localized at River Mile 1737 to 1739. This fish was captured yesterday and has not spawned yet. The next slide. And the last female is hatchery female code 337. June 19th, this fish initiated a fairly substantial upstream movement, about 30 miles, peaking out at River Mile 1714.4 on June 29th. Over the last couple of days, this fish has made a rapid downstream movement and is a target for being captured to assess her reproductive status. Yesterday, July 2nd, crews were following this fish, trying to catch her below Poplar, the town of Poplar in the Redwater River, where she had hit the logging station there. And as I speak, these crews are on this fish right now, down towards Sproley Bridge, which is just downstream from Poplar. Next slide. And just to give you a spatial orientation to where all these fish are right now, if you look towards the left part of the graph, you see two females. There's only one dot there. It's because they're so close together at this scale. That's a 342 and the 422 are in the upper part of the river. And then right where the Redwater and the Poplar River come together, there's a pink outline on a blue dot. That is the other female located yesterday at by the logging station at the Redwater. That was female code 337. I was making that quick downstream movement. And also 379 was recently found with that fish downstream from the Sproley Bridge as well. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, thanks, Pat. And that does conclude the slides. To go to the question and answer session and ask your question, you can raise your hand and I'll call your name. To ask the question, press the microphone on your conferencing application and it'll go from red to green, which will unmute you, or you can press star 6 if you're using your phone. And we'll go in alphabetical order by state if I don't see any hands up. No hands up. Let me look at the chat. Nothing in the chat. Oh, Dick, you've got your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is for Pat Broughton. At the last call, I don't think you were busy, but you weren't on, but I know it's kind of an early shot, but have you noticed what you would call a statistical difference because of the test flow compared to the more traditional Fort Peck releases that we've had the last 80 years? Have you noticed what you would say is, you know, not off, kind of off the record, an increase?
From the total numbers of fish, you know, I will go back to, you know, 18, because much of this test was, you know, modeled off the response in 18, where there was one wild reproductive female up in the system. She was retained for quite a while. I think it was about a month, as I recall. And there were also a couple of hatchery females that were also in the system for quite a while. That wild female, code 36 in 2018, rapidly went downstream, entered the Yellowstone River, and spawned. That hasn't happened at this point. There are still, you know, three reproductive females in the response reach. 2013, there were a couple of females. These were wild females that moved upstream, not in response to a, you know, a spillway test, but it was to flows out of the Milk River. One fish came up, actually entered the Milk River for a little while, rapidly went downstream and spawned in the Yellowstone River after a couple weeks. And there was one more wild female, code 40, that came up, terminated right around Wolf Point, as I recall. And that fish subsequently moved, went downstream and spawned in Yellowstone River. So there are, you know, some fish that are being retained up here. Yes, during the, you know, the retention flows, there were two of the wild females this year that, you know, exited and went into the Yellowstone River. There are still, you know, three females in the response reach.
Do you think you could have regulated the spillway versus power plant to keep it from cooling down like it did, or was that just something you didn't see happening until it was too late?
Well, you know, one of the you know, outcomes from this is going to be, you know, seeing what happened and then, you know, using that in an adaptive management framework to, you know, craft the next one as well, the next flow test. But, you know, it has been cool. We've had some very, very cool weather that have, you know, it's impacted the temperatures as well.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Not seeing other hands up. So state of Montana, do you have any questions? North Dakota, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming. Okay, it doesn't look like there's other questions. I'm going to hand the call back over to John Remus.
Thank you, Arlene, and thank you for everybody for tuning in today. We will have another call next week, same time, same channel. If you have anything to report, there's the HydroViz website is on the slide that's on display right now, or you can email that to our Missouri River Water Management email account. That's all we have for today, pending any last call for questions or comments. Seeing none, thank you again, and we'll talk to you again next week. Goodbye.
That concludes today's call.